saw Elijah on the top of Mount Carmel. This great man of God called the fire down from heaven. The people fell on their face and said, Adonai Hu Elohim. They had started to turn their hearts back to the true God. And then he prayed through seven times. The rain came. God had told him, confront Ahab and I'll send the rain. And then the hand of the Lord comes upon him, it says. And the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. This is 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46. And girded up his loins and ran ahead of him, ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. And this is where Jezebel's stronghold was. She had not been on the top of the mountain. So Jezebel threatens to kill him. She sends a messenger to Elijah. And the scripture said in 1 Kings 19, verse 3, and when he saw that, he ran for his life and went to Beersheba. Elijah, the hand of the Lord had come upon Elijah. That's a word that means the power of God had come upon him. And God had sent him to Jezreel. He'd run 25 miles across the Jezreel Valley where Megiddo is, where the Battle of Armageddon will take place. Right down below where we are here on Mount Carmel. Supernatural power had been on him. And he's called to go and confront Jezebel. And when he hears she wants to kill him, which he'd been trying to do for years, it says he ran for his life. In the Hebrew it says he ran on his soul. Our soul is our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts. They need to be under the consecration, the sanctification, the authority of the Holy Spirit, those of us that are born again of the Spirit. We need to operate in the realm of the Spirit, not in the soul realm. He fell back into his own feelings and emotions. It was scary in the natural that she wanted to kill him, was sent a messenger, said, we're going to kill you in the next 24 hours. So he ran on his soul, he ran for his life, and there in the desert, God was going to meet with him again. Now, why did he run from Jezebel? Jezebel, who is she? What does she represent to us today in the 21st century? She was the daughter of Etbaal, who was the man of Baal, who was a priest that was into witchcraft up in what is today Lebanon. She was a seductress. She seduced Ahab. She took over authority from a man, Ahab the king, who should have had the authority, who was a Jew, and she wasn't a Jew. And she was after control. She wanted to control and bring her false religion in. That Jezebel hates God's authority. She wanted to kill Elijah. She wanted to kill all the prophets. She had seduced Ahab and had him under her thumb. She had usurped authority. She hates authority and she goes after God's leader. She unleashed a sexual tsunami, you might say, all over northern Israel. There was homosexuality and immorality and harlotry all over the high places of Israel. Babies, firstborn sons were being sacrificed. There were temple prostitutes all over Israel. Jezebel is a spirit of seduction. And rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft. It was a spirit of witchcraft and intimidation. Now, Jezebel is loose in the 21st century. All you have to do is go out the door and see what women are wearing. All you have to do is turn the television on. I go on a website every morning to get some news, and there's pornography on there. You can't avoid it. I'm just trying to read the news, and these things are popping up. It is everywhere, trying to seduce men, trying to take authority away from men. So rebellion that she brought in can become witchcraft. And Jezebel had brought all this in to northern Israel. Now, what does the New Covenant, the New Testament, say about the spirit of Jezebel? Let's take a look. I'm going to read from Revelations chapter 2, verse 18. This is the Lord Jesus speaking to a great church at Thyatira. The angel of the Lord of Thyatira write, these things the Son of God, whose eyes are like a flame of fire and his feet like brass, says, I know your works, your love, your service, your faith, your patience, and as for your works, the last are more than the first. This sounds like a very powerful church. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, he says, because you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I cast her into a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery or spiritual adultery with her, into great tribulation, unless she repents of her deeds. Now, to you I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many who do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, you see, it's a satanic spirit, as they say, I will put on you no other burdens. In the 21st century, this spirit of Jezebel is not only rampant in the world, in show business, and in dress and fashion and everything, everywhere you look, where seduction has just been released all over the airwaves. But it is also operating in the Church of Jesus Christ, especially in congregations who are on cutting edge, who are preaching the Word of God, who have a prophetic impact. She hates the prophetic. She hates churches that are moving forward. And so she will come in and try to wreck things from the inside. Now, when we first came to Mount Carmel, 1989, before we came here, we were attacked by this spirit. It was incredible. Somebody started giving my wife words. And we went to the Lord. We got on our knees. We sought the Lord. We talked to a couple of the pastors that are we are close with. And we realized this was not the Lord, so we dealt with it. We confronted this. And as there were two people that were doing this. And one time, I happened to be looking at the two people. They happened to be women. And as I looked at them, before my very eyes, they turned into black, big, slimy pythons. Pythons are those huge snakes that squeeze the life out of you. I got on my knees and prayed and took authority over that. When a spirit of Jezebel comes against God's appointed leaders, you need to deal with it in the spirit. Here on Mount Carmel, we ran into the spirit again, over and over again, as a matter of fact. One time, there was a woman who showed up with her husband. She never stopped talking. That was a tip-off right away. She said she had a ministry to tell famous men of God what was wrong with them. She asked me to pray for her. She had some injury or some kind of feeling, some pain. I shouldn't have laid hands on her. I laid hands on her. When I laid hands on her, something got on me. I ended up on the floor later that night in agony and pain. We didn't know what it was. I had to go to the hospital. I went to the hospital. They couldn't find any. For 24 hours, they were doing tests on me. There was nothing wrong with me. In the meantime, she and her husband were trying to steal people out of the congregation that had just been born. We confronted this. They left the nation. They converted. One of them converted to Judaism. They came back. We confronted it again. I don't know where they are now. But God sweeps people like that out of the land. It is a spirit of Jezebel who will come in and try to attack God's people. Somebody that was out here, it happened to be a woman, said, there are no pastors anymore. And started giving false words to people. We had to confront that. Those people aren't here anymore. Other people came. They had a religious spirit. They wore religious stuff. And started giving false words to people. One was a savage false word to a woman that devastated her. And it was a total lie. We confronted it. The people didn't accept it. And they said, that man was supposed to be the pastor, not me. And so they're after God's authority. They're not in the land anymore. And I could tell you story after story after story. Many times they're sick. Many times they have wounds. And you can find the root usually is they have a problem with authority. They've been hurt by a man. They're divorced. A man committed adultery on them. Their father was an authoritarian. It's usually some kind of problem with authority. They bring confusion. They cause church splits. I've seen it happen in different places. And this spirit is a demon of control. It's a demon of seduction. And it's a demon of destruction. Now, how do we deal with Jezebel? You take authority in the spirit. Elijah finally prophesied that she would be thrown down, that she would be trampled, that the blood of her would be in the ground. And that's exactly what happened. When Jehu came and met her, she put on makeup. She was an old lady. They threw her out the window. He said, throw Jezebel down. Brothers and sisters, throw the spirit down. In the power of the Holy Spirit, in prayer, in fasting, praying that they'll repent. If they don't, just pray them out, that they'll repent somewhere else. And let it be said, here lies Jezebel, which is what Jehu said when she was destroyed. I ask you right now, in the power of the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, Jesus, you'll give us wisdom and anointing to deal with this spirit, that it won't affect people watching this, hearing this, and it won't infect congregations and churches in the mighty name of Jesus, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.